We're coming towards the end of our service now, and in a moment we've got one more set of lights to switch on, and that's our Christmas tree lights. But before we do that, I want to mention one other set of lights. If you happen to have your mobile phone with you, I'd be really grateful if you could get it out at this point and switch it on so that the screen lights up, or if you've got a torch on there, you might like to switch the torch on. Apologies to all the parents who spent the service telling their teenagers, please put that phone away. Now, the vicar has asked you to intentionally get it out and switch it on. If you've not got a phone on you, you might like to hold up your little candle instead. Switch that on. Just take a moment and look at all the little lights that are around us, all the little lights in the building. You can pop them down just for a moment. I don't know how you found this year, but for many people, this year has been a very dark year. There's been all the fallout since the Brexit vote. There's been the rise of the far right across Europe and North America, the ongoing refugee crisis, shocking images coming from Aleppo, and of course, I don't even know where to begin to start when it comes to Donald Trump. Probably the less said about him, the better. But we're here tonight to celebrate Christ, the light, coming into our world. But there are times when we may struggle to see the light in the darkness, when we may find ourselves wondering where God is. Well, in the Bible, Jesus says these words. He says, I am the light of the world. But I remembered this week that Jesus also says that you are the light of the world. As people, we are made to reflect the light of God. We are made to shine his goodness. We're made to be lights in the darkness to each other. That's often why we feel so appreciative of the friendship and support of others when we go through dark times, because they are a light to us. This world is and can be a very dark place. And yet when I look around this community, when I look at the people who live here, I see so much light. I see so much of God in this place. And so my message for Christmas this year is really simple. Hold up your phones, hold up your candles. It's this: let your light shine. Whatever 2017 brings, whatever the darkness is, whatever happens in our lives or the lives of the people that we love, let your light shine, because we will be lights in this darkness. We will be lights that reflect the light and the love and the goodness of God. And I'm proud to live in this place. Let me pray for us. Lord Jesus, light of light, you have come among us. Help us who live by your light to shine as lights in the world, that the light may drive out the darkness. Amen.